好，哈利路亚，感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, thanks for God's grace.
我们今天可以一起在会堂里面聚集来敬拜天上的真神。
Tonight we may gather here to worship our Heavenly Father.
今天小弟想要用神的爱不够我用吗这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的题目。
And tonight I'd like to use the topic, isn't God's love enough for our mutual encouragement?
爱是人一直在追寻的一种感觉。
And we know love is feeling that is constantly pursued after by men.
人如果没有爱，他事实上人没有办法生存在这个世界上。
If without love, no ordinary man can live or survive in this world.
所以说在家庭里面有家庭里面的爱。
And therefore we know within a family there is a love within the family.
夫妻的爱，孩子跟爸爸妈妈之间的爱。
And there's a love between the spouses and the love between the parents and the children.
在社会当中有朋友的爱。
And within the society, there's a love between friends.
有些人他虽然不善于跟人应对，不过他对某些东西也有他的爱喜好。
Even though some people may not be good at socializing with others, but they might have a love towards certain kind of things.
比如说有人比较喜欢狗，有人比较喜欢猫。
For example, some may have the love for dogs or cats.
那其中有一种爱是超越物质的。
However, there is a kind of love that surpasses all material things.
超越时空，超越种族，甚至超越输赢。
And it surpasses time, space, and even race.
这种爱就是神跟人之间的爱。
And this kind of love is the love between God and man.
今天我们所有弟兄姐妹会坐在这个地方，是因为我们应该有感受到神的爱。
And today all of us are able to sit here, perhaps because we have felt the love of God.
如果我们没有感受到神的爱，我们为什么要坐在这个地方？
If we have not felt the love of God, why is it that we sit here today?
这个地方又没有什么看什么电影啊。
And right here, there is no theater for you to watch a movie.
你只是看到一个人在这边讲话而已啊。
All you see is a person standing up here speaking.
而且所看的就是这本圣经。
And all you're reading is this Bible.
对没有兴趣的人来讲，这本圣经实在是很无聊。
For those who are not interested, this Bible may be quite boring for you.
那为什么我们要坐在这个地方？
The question is, why do we sit here today?
因为我们跟神的关系。
It is because of the relationship of us and God.
今天我们来敬拜神。
Today we come here to worship God.
今天我们就是来跟神在灵里面能够交通。
And that is today we have come here to have this spiritual communion with our God.
所以今天我们会坐在这个地方。
It's the reason why we're seated here today.
不过我们发现在教会里面有些人会慢慢对教会有所冷淡。
However, we may discover and realize that there are certain people within church that their heart will grow cold toward church.
这是一个家。
And this is a family.
可是为什么越来 越有一些人会离开这个家呢？
But why is it that very gradually that some people will leave this home or this family?
或跟这个家渐渐疏远呢？
Or they will have a growing distance between them and this family.
这个家的家长是天上的天父。
And we know the parent of this family is our Heavenly Father.
他的爱是丰盛的。
And his love is indeed abundant.
既然他的爱是丰盛的，
And since his love is abundant,
我们也了解神的爱，
we also understand God's love.
所以我们坐在这个地方，
It's the reason why we're sitting here.
所以那时候我们才会受洗，
It's also why we decided to baptize.
为什么后来有人就不想要这个爱的？
But so why is it that some people decide to forsake this love?
或者认为神的爱不够用
了？ Or they feel that God's love is not enough.
为什么会这样？
Why is that?
其实这是有原因的。
And we know there are reasons to it.
谁会认为神的爱不够用呢？
So who will think that God's love is not enough for them?
你会发现在教会里面有一种人会感受不到神。
But you realize that there are certain type of people within church that they can never feel or touch God.
就是刚来教会的人。
And those are the ones who just newly come to church.
有一些亲爱的朋友我们的亲戚朋友来到教会。
And we have some friends and relatives who first come to church for the first time.
为什么他们会来到教会？
Why is it that they come to church?
因为我们弟兄姐妹跟他讲说，你来这边有神的爱。
And because our brothers and sisters share with them that if you come here, you will find God's love.
神会医治你的病。
And God will surely heal your illnesses.
神会解决你的困难。
And God will solve all your problems.
结果他来到教会里面祷告。
But once they come to church and pray,
他发现他跟神给他的跟他所需要的不一样。
But what they realize is that what God has given them is different from what they want.
神给他的是最好的。
What God has given them are the best.
可是他要求是他自己想要的。
But what they wanted was what they wanted.
这种人感受不到神的爱。
For these type of people, they cannot feel God's love.
所以他就会离开神。
So they will depart from God.
这个很可惜。
And this is rather tragic.
其实小弟曾经遇到过一个我曾经跟一个姐妹一起祷告过十几年的时间。
And in fact, I had prayed, accompanied a sister and prayed with her for more than 10 some years.
以后有机会小弟再讲到她的见证。
So in the future, when I have chances, I'll share with you her testimony.
十几年呢。
And for 10 some
years. 从慕道一直到她信耶稣信了十几年。
From the time she was truth seeking and after she baptized.
主耶稣才应允了她的要求。
It was only then that God had fulfilled her request.
不过在那十几年当中，她有很多的长进。
But with those 10 some years, she indeed had various growth.
她没有离开过神。
She never departed from God.
可是不是每一个人都是这样。
But we know not everybody can do that.
这是比较可惜的地方。
And that is what is more tragic.
那有一种人呢，就是第二代以后的信徒。
And there's another type of people. Those are the second generation members.
小弟不知道在场们有多少个是第一代的信徒。
I'm not sure who among those seated here who are the first generation members.
一般第一代的信徒来信耶稣是他自己本身有体会。
Ordinarily speaking, the first generation come to believe because they have personally experienced God.
他亲自摸到神。
They have personally touched God.
所以他来接近神，他进入这个家庭。
Therefore, they have come to draw near to God and step into this family.
可是第二代以后的信徒就不一样喽。
However, it is different for the second generation of members.
他是跟着他爸爸妈妈来的。
For they come to believe with their parents.
那第三那就更远了，他是跟他阿公阿嬷来的。
We know for the third generation is even farther, for they come with their grandparents.
那他的阿公阿嬷啊，他的爸爸妈妈是跟着他阿公阿嬷来的。
And their parents come with their grandparents.
所以第三代他就离他的他们刚信主的那个状况离得更远。
So we can say this third generation is even further away from the original faith.
小弟是第四代的信徒。
As for myself, I am the fourth generation believer.
哇，那我离更远。
Yeah, for me, I can say I'm farther away.
我们家在八十几年前就来信耶稣了。
And for my family,
接近九十年前了嘛。
And about 90 years ago, our family came to believe in God.
那我更远了。
And so for myself, I'm even farther from the original.
第一代。我们家第一代接受过神恩典的，我爸爸这边我根本连看都没看到。
And for my first generation that have experienced God's grace, for my father generation, they have not seen it.
那如果说这些第二代以后的弟兄姐妹，他们没有办法真正的在神里面扎根。
If we say from second generation onward, if these brothers sisters cannot truly be rooted in Christ.
如果他没有真的摸到神
，If they have not touched God.
他只有一种感觉
，They only have this kind of feeling.
那是你的神。
And that is your God.
不是我的神。
And that is not my God.
在小的时候，他或许会跟着爸爸妈妈来聚会。
When they're young, perhaps they'll come to church with their parents.
可是等到有机会了。
But once they have the opportunity.
或者外面有所诱惑了。
And once they are tempted.
他不会对神忠心的。
They will not remain faithful to God.
因为他根本没有，他从来，他虽然一直坐在下面，他一直祷告，可是他从来没有碰到神，没有亲自摸过神。
Because even though throughout the years they sit on the seats, but they have never touched God personally.
如果说没有遇到困难
，If they have not encountered any difficulties,
那他会留在教会里面。
And perhaps they will remain within church.
不过如果他遇到困难
，But today if they do coming challenges,
要留在教会里面就困难了。
It might be a challenge for them to remain within
church. 因为他根本没有感受过神
，But they have never experienced or touched God before.
他认为这位神只是给他平安的神。
They may merely think that this is God who grants peace.
因为爸爸妈妈告诉我说信耶稣有平安。
Because my parents tell me that by believing in Christ, I will have peace.
啊，所以我应该来教会。
And therefore I should come to church.
我才成为一个好的信徒。
So this is why I became a good Christian.
可是有一天，当你一直过着平淡的生活
，But one day when you continue to live this peaceful life，
或者是生活忙碌
，Or you live a very occupied life，
或者因为你生活的需要，所以说你就不得不做一些生命上的改变
，Or perhaps due to some of the needs of your life that you have to make some changes，
他就会离开神了。
Then on that day they will depart from God.
以色列民就是一个最好的例证。
We know the Israelites are served as the best examples.
以色列人进迦南地的时候，他们是非常坚信、很有信心的。
When the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan, they were filled with faith.
神跟约书亚说：“你们的这个祭司啊，抬着约柜走下去。”
And God told Joshua that your priest shall carry the ark and march onward.
从头到尾都没有人怀疑。
And from then on, none of them had ever doubted.
他们在旷野已经走了四十年。
And they had walked in the wilderness for 40 years.
祭司抬着约柜就走下去。
And the priest carried the ark and they walked march
onward. 脚踏进约旦河。
And the moment they stepped into River Jordan,
水就停在亚当城。
And the water ceased.
那是极大的神迹。
And we can say that is a great miracle.
他们在约书亚记里面讲到，他们在那五年的征战里面，他们虽然有一些疏失，有一些错误，可是毕竟上他们还是跟随神的。
And within the book of Joshua describes their failures and success in all the battles, but in the end they still followed God.
约书亚在年老的时候告诉以色列民。
And during the old age of Joshua, he told the Israelites.
你们现在要想清楚。
Now you must think clearly.
你们是要敬拜神呢，还是不敬拜神
？And today, are you to worship God or not to worship God？
那至于我跟我的家族，当然我是敬拜神。
And as for me and my family, we will surely worship God.
不过信仰可是不能强迫的。
But we know we cannot force faith upon anyone.
你们呢
？What about you？
那时候以色列人都愿意敬拜神。
And during that time, the Israelites were willing to worship God.
因为在那一代，他们跟神的关系是很密切的。
Because it was during that generation that they had an intimate relationship with God.
他们每天看云柱火柱。
Every time they witnessed the pillar of cloud and fire.
他们曾经每天吃玛纳。
And almost every day that they will have manna to eat.
他们从约旦河干地走过去。
And they had walked through the dry land of Jordan.
神怎么样带领他们攻打这个耶利哥城
？And how God had led them to fight the city of Jericho？
又怎么带领他们攻 攻破南边的联军跟北边的联军。
And how they have broke through the alliances in the south and the north.
他们亲眼看见。
They have witnessed with their own eyes.
他们跟神的关系很好。
So they had a very good relationship with God.
第二代呢？
How about the second generation?
第三代呢？
How about the third?
再是四十代。
And 40 years later,
为什么他们遇到这么多的困难？
Why is it that they have faced so many challenges?
是神的爱不够了吗？
Was it not that God's love was
从来不是。
We know that wasn't the case.
神从来没有改变过。
God had never changed in the beginning.
那谁改变了？
Who is it that has changed?
以色列民改变了。
It was the Israelites who have changed.
因为经过第二代、第三代啊。
Because passing through the second and third generation,
他们跟神的关系疏远了。
Their relationship with God have distanced.
那个神哦，是我爸爸的神。
And they will say that God is my father's God.
我的爷爷的神。
My grandfather's God.
什么那个什么过约旦河，我没有看到啊。
And I've never seen them walk through the River Jordan.
那个就是上一代的故事。
And those are the stories passed down from the earlier generation.
跟我没有关系。
They have nothing to do with me.
所以说，基本上这些人会感，有时候他会觉得神的爱是不够他用的。
So generally speaking, we can say these type of people they feel less of God's love.
他为什么认为神的爱不够他用？是因为他根本没有感受过神。
And the reason why they would feel that God's love is not enough for them because they have never experienced God.
这种人是最可怜的。
And these are the most pitiful people.
因为他们事实上并没有真正的让他们可以离开神的原因。
Because there is actually not a reason for them to ever depart from God.
那第二种人呢？
What about the second type?
就是遇到苦难或挫折的人。
And there are those who have faced challenges and difficulties.
我们看约伯的时候，
If you turn to, look at Job,
其实约伯是一个神祝福的家庭。
And in fact, Job's family was one blessed by God.
约伯是一个完全正直的人。
And Job was an upright person.
一个敬畏神的人。
He was a God-fearing man.
在圣经里面，
Within the,
在圣经里面被神这样夸赞的事实上是不多了。
And within the Bible, we cannot find many who were praised by God in such manner.
在约伯的带领之下，这个家庭也不错啊。
And under the guidance of Job, his family was also well-to-do.
好，虽然我们对约伯这个家庭不是非常的了解。
And perhaps we're not very familiar with his family.
不过他约伯是一个好人。
But at least we know he was a righteous man.
他的家庭是被神保护的。
And his family was one protected by God.
可是当约伯遇到攻击的时候。
But when Job faced attack,
第一次他的太太没有讲话。
The first time his wife did not speak.
撒旦第一次攻击约伯的时候，他太太没有讲话。
And the first time Satan laid his hand on Job, his wife did not speak.
其实神祝福他们不知道吗？
Even God, when God had blessed them, did they not know that?
他们知道啊。
Of course they do.
约伯的太太不知道吗？
And did Job's wife not know that?
知道啊。
And she also knew.
那是他的家庭。
Because that was her family.
不是约伯的家庭，也是他太太的家庭啊。
It was not only Job's family, it was also his wife's family.
可是当魔鬼撒旦第二次攻击的时候，
But the second time when Satan attacked Job,
他太太说什么话？
And what did his wife say?
我们看约伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这句话讲的这可真是犀利啊。
And we can see how cruel of her to say this.
他太太跟他讲，他太太跟约伯讲。
His wife said to Job.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？”
He said,
你弃掉神死了吧。
He says, Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die.
叫约伯去死。
And he had told Job to go and die.
前面那句话是什么呢？
And what was before that?
你仍然持守你的纯正吗？
And she said, Are you still holding on to your integrity?
约伯在持守什么？
So what was Job holding on to?
约伯在坚持什么？
What was Job persisting of?
约伯坚持神对他的是最好的。
And Job was holding on that God was the best to him.
约伯坚持不离开神。
And Job persisted on not departing from God.
他太太笑他。
However, his wife mocked him.
他太太酸他啦。
And his wife laughed at him.
你仍然持守你的纯正吗？
Is you still hold on to your integrity?
这个神还好啊。
Is God still good?
这个神好，你会遇到这个事啊。
If it's good, then why do you encounter what you have encountered today?
你弃掉神去死吧你。
Why don't you just leave God and die?
哇，讲那个话真的是很现实啊。
Can you imagine how practical she was to even to say that?
当约伯他们在享受快乐的时候，他太太没有享受吗？
And was Job's wife not enjoy all the enjoyment?
可是当他们遇到困难的时候，他太太说什么话？
But what did she say in times when they face challenges?
他遇到苦难了。
And she has, he's facing pains.
这个苦难很大。
And this tribulation is great.
我们从来不要去否认哈，他们所遇到的苦难。
And we should never deny, the tribulations they have faced.
我们也不要去看轻他们的苦难。
And never shall we look lightly upon what they have gone through.
一天之内哈。所有的孩子都死掉，那可不是小事。
Can you imagine within one day all your children have died?
这个我们可以理解。
But this we may understand.
可是当人遇到这么大的苦难的时候，
But when a man is going through such a great tribulation,
他不认为这个神是真神。
He will not think that this God is a true God.
有些人事业失败。
And for some people whose business fail,
事业成功的时候都是神祝福的。
When their business are success, they always bless God.
可是事业失败的时候呢？
But what happens when their business fail? Where is God?
所以很多人他就会离开神。
This is why many people will leave God.
有些人事业失败是有很多原因的啦。
And there are many reasons as to why a person's business may fail.
不过有些人事业失败是因为不敬畏神。
But there are some people's business fail because they do not fear God.
不是所有的啦。
And not all of them.
比如说约伯就不是嘛。
For example, this does not apply to Job.
约伯他整个家族垮掉，并不是因为他不敬畏神。
We know that the collapse of his entire family is not because he did not fear God.
不过圣经里面讲到另外一个人是不敬畏神的。
But the Bible records another person who did not fear God.
我们看历代志下二十八章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志下第二十八章。
Second Chronicles chapter 28.
二十八章二十二节。
Chapter 28, verse 22.
这亚哈斯王在极难的时候越发得罪神。二十三节。
23.
他既是攻击他的大马色的城，神说：因为亚当王的神帮助他们，我也献祭与他，他好帮助我。但那些神使他和以色列众人败亡了。这个地方讲到这个亚哈斯王。
And he records and mentions about King Ahaz.
亚哈斯王是一个不好的王。
He was a very bad king.
他用火焚烧他的儿女。
And he had burned his own children.
当然，他用火焚烧他的儿女是宗教的一种仪式。
And we know burning his children was a religious ritual.
不过他绝对不是敬拜真神的仪式。
But we know for sure it was not a ritual worshiping God.
因为他所做了一些不好的事，所以神不高兴。
Because all the evil things he had done, God was not pleased with him.
神就借了亚兰王来惩罚这个亚哈斯王。
It was through the king of Aram that God had punished King Ahaz.
当然，因为这样子，所以亚哈斯王就受到控制。
And also because of that, King Ahaz was under control.
他的事业失败了。
And his business failed.
他当国王失败了。
And he failed as a king.
他战败了。
And he was defeated.
他受到其他国家的辖制了。
He was also restricted and controlled by other nations.
这时候你应该怎么办呢？
So what should you do in that moment?
如果我们是亚哈斯王，我们会怎么想？
What would we think if we were King Ahaz?
今天我们会想说，传道，当然我们就悔改啊。
And today we may say to the preacher, Preacher, of course we have to repent.
每一个人都这么想吗？
And will everybody think likewise?
不是每一个人都是这么想的。
And I tell you the truth that not everyone will think in this way.
就包括今天也是一样。
Including all of us today.
小弟再次重申，不是每一个人遇到困难都是因为不敬畏神哦。
And I'll tell you again that for each one of us who faces troubles, not all of us will, everyone who faces trouble is not because they do not fear God.
可是的确有的是这样哦。
But in fact, it's a case for some people.
可是他会怎么抱怨呢？
But what would they say?
传道这些人哦，都是说专门在说人家闲话的。
And preacher, all those are people who slander against others.
他们都说哦，我犯罪。
They all say that I have sinned.
我得罪神。
That I have sinned against God.
他们一点都不能够用同理心来看我。
They have no compassion toward me at all.
所以我不来教会了。
And this is the reason why I'll stop coming to church.
那亚哈斯王怎么不一样？
So what was different about King Ahaz?
事实就是事实。
And the fact is the fact.
有时候我们要去了解很多事情。
But there are times when we need to understand many things.
我们如果真的要跟神的能够跟神的爱紧紧的结合。
Today, if we truly want to be tightly correlated with the love of God,
真的要在神面前很谦卑。
We truly have to be humble in the eyes of God.
因为有些事实有时候你很难接受，真的很难接受。
Because the truth is, there are many truths that is very hard for us to accept.
不是你故意不接受。
It is not your fault that you don't want to accept.
是真的很难接受。
But it is very hard to accept.
每一个人都他会做什么？我一次做某些决定，我当然认为我是对的啊。
And in times when we make a certain decision, we may think that we made the right decision.
不管这个是真正是对还是错，我认为是对的。
It does not matter whether it is right or not. At least for me, I think it's right.
亚哈斯王认为是对的，他认为他是对的。
And likewise, King Ahaz, he thought that he was right.
后来他的想法有问题啊。
And we may think that something's wrong with
his thoughts. 他的信仰有问题啊。
Something's wrong with his faith.
他在遇到这么大的困难的时候啊。
So in times when he faced such great troubles,
他说哈。哎呀，亚兰王打赢我，那表示亚兰王的神比较厉害，我就把亚兰王的神拿来拜。
And so instead, he thought since King Aram went against me, so his god must be the great god. So he came and worshipped the gods of King Aram.
到今天还是有的。
Even until today.
真的还是有的。
It still happens today.
我就亲眼看过。
And I witnessed with my own eyes.
那时候当然我看这个例子的时候我还不是传道。
And before when I saw this example, I was not yet a minister.
因为我看在眼睛我看在眼中我觉得很痛苦。
But when I saw it with my own eyes, I indeed felt that pain.
那时候我只是觉得说为什么有些人就是眼睛看不清楚。
And that time I merely felt and thought to myself, why is it that some people simply cannot see clearly?
不过小弟当传道这几年来。
But within these few years, after I became the preacher,
我才发现原来人在那种陷到那种环境里面他要眼睛要清楚也很困难。
It is then that I understood that when a person person have fallen into such a circumstance, it is very hard for them to even to see clearly.
如果某些人是因为不敬畏神，受到神的惩罚，
and if some people have received punishment from God due to lack of fear for Him,
他站在的那个位置就是不敬畏神的。
And today the position they stand in is a position of fearlessness for God.
你说叫他要检讨，他怎么可能检讨？
Today, if you ask them to examine themselves, how would they possibly do that?
真的有时候很困难。
We know indeed it's very difficult.
有时候是做错事被责备。
And there are times when we're admonished because we have done wrong.
所以他觉得这个地方的爱不够多。
So they may feel that this place lacks love.
其实，在圣经里面有一个王。
And there's actually another a king in the Bible.
这个王曾经是小弟一直在学习的一个对象。
And this is actually a king that I have constantly learned and pursued after.
可是我可不想晚年的时候像他一样。
But I never want to be like him in the old age.
这个人叫做亚撒王。
And he is King Asa.
亚撒王是一个好王。
King Asa was a great king.
很聪明。
He was a wise king.
敬畏神。
He was a God-fearing king.
真的是好王。
And truly was a good king.
可是他年老的时候做错了一件事情。
But we know when he was old, he had done something wrong.
做错事就做错事嘛。
So we know if he had done wrong, then let it be.
做错事我们就悔改嘛。
So if he had done something wrong, then just repent.
神也没说一定会怎么样嘛。
And God never said that he will do this or that.
神当然会派先知去责备啦。
Of course, God will send a prophet to rebuke you.
可是当他年老的时候他不听。
But in the days when he was old, he refused to listen.
我们看历代志下十六章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 16.
很可惜，这个王真的很可惜。
Very unfortunately.
好，我们来看这个十六章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 16, verse 2.
于是亚撒从神殿中和王的苦库中拿出金银来，送给大马色的王的亚兰王便哈达说：第三节。
Verse 3.
你父曾与我父立约。我也与你要立约，现在我将金银送给你，求你废掉你与以色列王巴沙所立的约，使他离开我。这个地方是讲到啊，这个以色列国来去打攻打这个犹大国。
Here describes the event where the Israel kingdom went to attack kingdom of Judah.
那犹大国认为说他没有那个能力来抵挡以色列国。
Rather than Judah felt they had not the power to defend themselves against Israel.
那时候亚撒他就去找亚兰王。
So at that time, King Asa he went to seek after the king of Aram.
因为亚兰王跟以色列国他们有盟约。
And because Aram was in alliance with Israel.
所以他等于拿钱去贿赂亚兰王。
So we can say he took money to bribe king of Aram.
而且是拿圣殿里面的。
And not only that, he took silver and gold from the treasury of the temple. It's his own business if he takes his own money.
他还把神的钱拿去贿赂。
But now he had taken God's money to bribe.
这件事情有点复杂。
But we can say this is quite complicated.
难道你不能够敬畏天？你是一个敬畏神的，难道神不会救你吗？
And today you're a God-fearing man. Can God not save you?
是亚撒在年轻的时候，曾经有古时的百万大军来攻击他。
And in fact, when King Asa was young, there was a vast army who came to attack him.
亚撒的军队是啊，这个古时的军队是很强的。
And we know the army of Cush was very strong.
那时候的亚撒啊，那时候的古时王啊，是古时的军队是那时候的强权，就类似今天的美国。
And we can say that the army of Cush or nation of Cush was the strongest, the power nation.
他根本不可能打赢人家。
It was almost impossible for him to defeat them.
在那场战争里面，是神帮他打赢的。
But it was in that battle that God had helped him to win.
古时你都可以靠神打赢以色列国算什么？
And today, if God can help you to win over Cush, then what is Israel kingdom?
以色列国跟古时那个是差天跟地啊。
We can say there is no comparison between Cush and Israel.
可是他做了一个错误的决定。
But today he had made a wrong decision.
他没有依靠神。
He had not relied on God.
神派这个哈拿尼啊。这个一个先知叫做哈拿尼来找亚撒王。
So God sent the prophet Hanani to come to see him.
说你这行这个是愚昧。
And tell him that you have done a foolish thing.
以后你一定会有征战的事啦。
That after this there will be matters of battles.
你做这个决定是错误的。
You have made the wrong decision.
如果说这件事发生在大卫的身上。
However, today if this event were to happen to David.
你想大卫他是怎么做？
What do you think David would do?
可是今天发生在亚撒王的身上。
But today this event had happened to King Asa.
他不听啊。
He refused to listen.
他不听哦，还把先知关起来。
He not only refused to listen, even imprisoned the prophet.
他做错事，受责备。
So he had done wrong and was rebuked.
这真的是错的。
And indeed was a wrong thing.
先知也不是自己跑去跟他讲，是神叫先知去讲。
It was not the prophet who had gone by himself, rather God instructed him to go.
他把先知关起来。
So he had imprisoned the prophet.
后来虐待了很多人。
After that, he had abused many people.
后来他生病也不寻求神。
And after when he was sick, he also refused to seek after God.
所以他的结局是很可，我是说他结局是对神来讲，他是一个 暗淡的结局。
So we can say that he had an ending which had just slowly faded away.
他刚开始当王的时候真的是很好了。
But in fact, when he first reigned as king, he was a great king.
真的很可惜。
But it was rather tragic.
人因为某些原因
，and as for men, for certain reasons,
他会感受不到神的爱。
There are reasons as to why we can't feel the love of God.
所以他们说神没有爱。
So we may say that God is without love.
或者说没有神。
Or we may say there is no God.
因为他感受不到神。
Because they cannot feel God.
或者是说。他认为神的爱不够他使用。
Or they may feel that God's love is not enough for them to do. Use.
他认为有神。
They may feel that there is a God.
然后神爱别人不爱我。
And that today God loves another person but not me.
所以他们才会对神这么冷淡。
It's why they are so cold toward God.
那神是爱吗？
Isn't God love?
神真的像这些人的所说的吗？
Is God truly like what others describe?
绝对不是。
We know in fact it's not.
我们看约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章第八节。
1 John chapter 4 verse 8.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。第九节。
Verse 9.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此显明了。第十节。
Verse 10.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。你说神不爱我们？
So can you say that God does not love us?
神为以色列人所预备的难道不够吗？
And was not what God had prepared for the Israelites not enough?
其实在以色列人啊，这个当雅各他们这个家族还在迦南地的时候，还没有饥荒的时候，神早就预备约瑟到埃及去了。
We know, in fact, when before the family of Jacob and the Israelites were in Egypt, God has long prepared Joseph to be there.
当以色列人在那边哀嚎，在埃及做奴隶的时候，神就已经拣选摩西了。
So when the Israelites are crying about in Egypt and as slaves, God has long chosen Moses.
以色列人还没进迦南地，美好的城、美好的房子、葡萄园、橄榄园都为他们准备好了。
Even long before Israelites entered into the land of Canaan, God has long prepared for them the vineyards and the beautiful cities.
他们要的神都给他们了。
All that they wanted, God has already given to them.
到今天也是一样。
But until today, it's the same.
主耶稣将他的生命给我们。
And Jesus Christ has given his life for us.
他都愿意将生命给我们了。
If he's willing to give his life for us,
他什么不要给我们？
What else can he hold back from us?
他当然爱我们。
So of course he loves us.
如果他不爱我们，
So today, if he does not love us,
他为什么要给我们死呢？
So why is it that he will die for us?
那问题是到底是出在哪里？
So where does the problem lie?
神既然应许要爱我们，
Since God has promised to love us,
而且这个地方讲他真的有行动啊。
He also says he has shown his actions.
他不是挂在嘴巴的啊。
It was not merely on his lips.
很多男女之间的爱是这样啊。
And this is a love between many men and women.
刚开始在恋爱的时候，
In the beginning when they're in love,
这个男孩子就跟女孩子讲了。
This man may say to the woman,
我要爱你爱到海枯石烂。
I will love you until the end of the earth.
怎么可能？
So is that ever possible?
没有任何一个人的爱可以到海枯石烂的。
Not even a person's love can last that long.
请问从以前到现在，哪一个人的爱是可以维持到海枯石烂的？
Let me ask you from ancient time to now, which person's love can last forever?
海枯了吗？海枯了吗？
Until the oceans
从神创造世界，海枯了吗？
枯干。
对啊，海
枯干了吗？
石头烂掉吗？
And did the rocks decay?
没有吗？
We say no.
人有些人会离开世界嘛，甚至有些人会背叛。
We know there are men who will leave this world or even have betrayals.
当然不是所有的男女之间爱都是不忠实，不是这样。
And we know it's not the case for all love between man and wife.
不过我们有某些人，他只是他的爱只是挂在嘴巴了，就是啊，我爱你，我怎样就这样。
But we know this is case for many people because their love is merely on their lips.
可是他没有真正的行动啊。
But they have never acted upon their love.
神不一样。
But God is different.
神是真的有行动，他讲到做到的。
And God has done what he has said.
神是行动派的。
We know God is an action taker.
是神先爱我们的。
It's God who first loved us.
不是我们先爱神的。
It's not us who first loved God.
在场我们在场的人没有一个人是我们出生以后神才爱我们的。
And for all of us sitting here, not one of us is love after we're born.
全世界都一样。
And same thing for all the world.
还没有人类之前。
Before the mankind,
神已经为人类预备好这个世界。
God has prepared this world for mankind.
在我们还没有出生之前。
Even before we're born,
主耶稣已经为我们钉在十字架上。
God has already been crucified on the cross for us.
今天我们可以坐在这个地方。
Today we may be seated here.
实在是因为神爱我们。
It is all because of God's love for us.
小弟是第四代的信徒嘛。
For me, I'm a fourth generation believer.
我常常这样想。
I often think to myself.
尤其小弟是传道。
Especially I am a preacher.
我看到那么多的慕道者走不进来。
Of all the true seekers I've seen that fail to come into a church.
我有一个非常自私的想法。
And I may have a very selfish thinking.
我真的很幸运。
And I am very fortunate.
我不用像这些人一样。
I don't have to be like them.
在外面徘徊，走不进神的家。
That they may wander about in the world, but they can never come and step into this house.
因为我生来就是神家里面。
Because I was born into this family.
那个是神爱我。
Because God loves them.
神为什么没有把我生在不信主的家里面？
Was it that God did not born me into an unbelieving family?
今天我是谁？我凭什么可以住生在一个信主的家里面？
And today, who am I to deserve to be born into a believer's family?
我甚至是赢在起跑点了。
I have won in the beginning.
如果在座我们如果有弟兄姐妹是第二代以后的信徒，
If some of us sitting here are second generation members,
我们甚至要感谢神。
We have to still thank God.
我们出生的时候我们就赢别人了。
Because when we're born, we already win other people.
我们如果说没有办法感受神的爱，
However, today we still cannot experience God's love.
那我不知道我们跟神之间到底还存着什么关系。
I cannot say what kind of relationship is left between us and God.
神真的爱我们。
And in fact, God truly loves us.
那我们就生在神的家里面。
That we were born into His family.
从小就被抱到教会里面受洗。
Ever since we're young, we were taken into the church to be baptized.
从小就没有罪了。
Ever since we're young, we're without sin.
这是一个很大的风险，你知道吗？
And how great of a risk this is.
你知道有些人，很多人绕，然后就绕出去，也没有再进来。
Do you know how many people circled around and they never came back?
你知道这是极大的风险吗？
And how great of a risk do you know it is?
绕不进来就没有办法得到生命。
No matter how they wander around, they can never step into this family. And they will never have this life.
纵使神给他们机会。
Even today, God has granted them the opportunity.
神当然不会勉强一个人。
We know God will not force anyone.
神会感动一个人。
God may touch you.
但神不会勉强一个人。
God will not force you.
所以说我们要知道神真的爱我们。
This is why today we must know that God loves us.
所以圣经刚说是神先爱我们的。
And so the Bible says that it is God who loves us first.
从来不是我们先去爱神的。
It's never us who loves God first.
是神给我们机会。
It is God who grants us opportunities.
以第一代的信徒来说。
So for speaking for the first generation members.
你或许会想说这是我选择的。
Perhaps you may think that it is I who made the decision.
对，是我们选择的。
And truly you did make the choice.
我们真是有智慧。
And truly we are have.
所以我们真的看得透，我们真的看清楚了。
We have seen clearly.
真的是要恭喜大家。
Though I may congratulate all of you.
不过如果神没有给我们机会。
But today, if God had not granted us the opportunities.
我们根本连机会都没有。
And needless to say, we'll not have that chance at all.
就不用讲到得救了。
So needless to say about salvation.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
神真的爱我们。
And God truly loves us.
那为什么人跟神之间的认知有那么大的差别？
But why is it that there's such a great difference between our realization, our understanding between God and man?
神就是这么爱我们啊。
And this is how much God loves us.
可是还是有时候人说，没有神不爱我，或者说神爱的不够，我觉得不满意。
But why is it that there's still people proclaiming that God is not loving or God's love is not enough for me and not satisfied?
或者是我感受不到。
Or I can never feel His love.
为什么会这样？
Why is that?
很多人跟我讲。
So many people tell me.
其实不止在美国，我在小地区过很多地方。很多人都跟我讲。
Now in the United States, I've been to many places, and people tell me this.
我们教会的青年哦，他们没有办法发起热心。
And pastor, the youth within our church, they cannot become fervent.
知识上没有问题，知识上他知道说神是他的神，他愿意接受，不是不愿意接受。
And they have no problem with their knowledge, knowing that God is their God, and they also accept God as their God.
可是他们觉得说神就是没有贴在他们的心里面。
But what they feel is that God is not within their heart.
所以他没有办法发起热心。
This is why they cannot practice their love.
在所有的priority 就是说他在所有的排，就我生命当中的排行里面，我神没有办法排到第一位去。
So in the priorities of their life, they cannot prioritize God as first.
对，他神是有排在这个里面的，可是没有排到最后，对，他没有办法排到第一名。
It is true that God is in the priorities, but God is not first.
为什么会这样？
What is the reason for that?
很简单的。
Very simply speaking.
我们看雅歌。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon.
雅歌第一章。
Let's return to Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。第三节。
Verse 3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。第四节。
Verse 4.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我们进了内室，我们必因你的欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，甚是称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。这个地方是讲到当然是讲到这个男女之间的爱情。
Here speaks of the love between a woman and a man.
不过这个地方是 在雅各是用男女之间的爱情来描述神跟人的爱情。
We know within the Song of Songs, we use this love to describe the love between God and man.
因为我们跟神之间的关系有时候很抽象。
Because many times our relationship between our love between God and man is very abstract.
所以说神用爱情，男女之间的爱情来表达人跟神之间的爱情。
This is why God used the love between woman and man to describe the love between God and man.
你如果从第一章看到最后一章
，Today, if you read from the first chapter to the last,
你会发现什么叫做爱情
？You discover what love is.
互相的渴望。
And that is is an adoration.互相的追寻 It's a pursuing between two.
不是一方的追寻
It's not only a one-way stream.
不是一方的渴望
It's not only a one-way pursuit.
是两方的渴望
Rather, it's a both-way adoration.
那在告诉我们什么
So what is it trying to tell us?
今天神要爱我们是神的渴望
Today God is to love it because he adores us.
可是当人没有跟神培养感情的时候
But when a man does not develop that love or relationship with God,
你怎么会去感受神呢
So today, how can you go to experience God?
你自然感受不到神嘛
So of course, you cannot feel him.
一个孩子
For children,
比如说一个年轻人啊、一个年轻人他暗恋的另外一方
For example, a young man today he adores another half
那我都从来都没有什么表示
So I never do anything to express my feelings
我心里很爱他
And I love her
可是我从来都不去追寻
I will never go after her
我也不透露
I will never tell anyone
我也不想办法
I don't want to think of ways to tell her
或者是借着传道或者是借着谁可以来帮忙牵线
Or to go through the pastor or go through any other ways
另外一方他就会知道吗
Will the other side know
他不知道
They will never know
然后呢，他就跟别人结婚了。
So what happens is that person will get married with another person.
那你的心情是什么
？So how will you feel at that moment?
痛悔一生。
Of course, you'll regret for the rest of your life.
不是这样吗
？Isn't that the case?
我们跟神的关系也是这样。
So likewise with our relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系是要互相追寻的。
And for our relationship with God, it's a two-way stream.
神已经在散发讯息。
And today, God is already signaling us.
我们要散发讯息。
And likewise, we must respond.
圣经里面都是这样讲的。
And this is what the Bible tells us.
所以神跟人是需要互动。
So this is why we must interact.
我们怎么去学习神的爱
？So how do we learn it?
怎么样去了解神的爱
？How do we understand God's love?
跟神互动。
So you must interact with God.
我们要学习跟神互动。
So you must learn to interact with God.
今天为什么年轻人感受不到神
？So today, why is it that the young man cannot come to know God?
因为今天没有战争。
Because today there are no wars.
因为我们的家长对我们的孩子太保护了。
Because our parents are too overprotective of our children.
因为今天我们在教会里面发生什么事情的时候，没有寻求神的心。
Because today whatever happens within our church, we do not seek after the will of God.
我讲的话都是有证据的。
And all that I speak are with proof.
我不会随便乱讲。
I will not say anything out of randomness.
当我们遇到事情的时候
，So whenever we face challenges,
我们有曾经告诉我们的孩子应该怎么做
？Has there ever been a time when we tell our children what we should do?
小弟常常在。小弟来美国，常常听到很多的父母在谈孩子的功课。
When I come to the United States, I often hear the parents describe talk about their children.
可是、哦、我都没有听他们说，我应该教我的孩子怎么祷告。
I hear the parents talk about their children's homework, but I never hear them talk about how to teach their children to pray.
我听的很多是说啊，去找那个什么辅导人员啊，然后去找那个什么那个应该哈、哦、应该怎么读书啦啊，应该哈、哦。应该去找 private tutor 啦，应该怎么样？哦，当然这个都是对的。
All I hear them say is they should find a consultant or to find a private tutor. Of course, all those are right.
我不是说这个不能寻找。
I'm not saying that those are the things you cannot look after.
人要学，人本来就是神给人智慧，就是要寻找答案嘛。
But because we know God has given us wisdom to seek after answers.
请问神在哪里
？But let me ask you where God is.
我们从小到大，你从来没有去。教他们寻求神。
Ever since they're young to they're old, you never taught them to seek after God.
你在家里处理任何事情的时候，从来没有邀他们一起祷告，或者说邀他们一起来寻求神的旨意。
Of all the things you're resolving within your family, you never taught them to seek after the will of God and to pray.
或者是说，对你家里遇发生什么事情的时候，你跟你的太太两个人在那边祷告，你也不叫说小孩子一起来祷告。
Or perhaps whenever your family encounters a problem, you may be praying with your wife, but you never ask your children to pray alone.
等到这些人长大了。
Until your children have grown up.
他所知道是什么
？What do they know?
我以前我的爸爸妈妈他们怎么解决事情
？All they know that is how my parents have dealt with all the circumstances.
可是没有依靠神这一块。
But they never thought of to rely on God.
依靠神变成一种知识，而不是一种生活。
We know relying on God merely becomes a knowledge and not something they would do.
到处看得到啊。
And they can see that everywhere.
这个不是什么个案。
And this is not some special case.
本来就是这样。
And that is the case.
为什么本来就是这样
？So why is it so?
因为我们根本没有机会跟神互动。
Because we never had the chance to interact with God.
所以有一次啊，我的孩子生病了。
And this is why one time my child was sick.
他真的没有办法了。
And he cannot hang on anymore.
他就是跟我哭诉了。
So he cried to me.
我说我也没办法。
And I also say I'm out of solutions.
我们现在就来祷告吧。
So let us pray together.
他也没办法。
So he is without solutions.
他知道我也没办法。
But he also knows I'm without solutions.
我就一起祷告。
So we pray together.
后来他跟我讲。
So later he told me this.
我问他了。
I asked him first.
你觉得神有没有听你祷告
？So I asked him, "Do you think God has heard your prayers?"
他说有。
He said yes.
我说以后遇到事情的时候，应该是要祷告，对不对
？He said, "Isn't it true that in the future when you encounter problems, you should pray?"
他说对。
He said yes.
他为什么会说对
？So why did he say yes?
因为他摸到神。
Because he had felt.
不是我告诉他说你应该要去怎么样做。
Not because I told him what to do.
而是我们真的这样做了。
But because we have done so.
他有感受了。
And today he had.
他自己就知道说，哦，原来在没有盼望的时候，找爸爸也没有盼望，那。只有祷告神，不然怎么办
？Now he knows that when he is without solution, when his dad is without solution, and the only solution is to pray.
啊、小朋友祷告神特别垂听，那个不是圣经长讲，真的是这样。
And we know it is true that God is ready to listen to the prayer of the little ones.
曾经有一个小朋友，他不喜欢祷告。
And there's a little child who doesn't like to pray.
啊、小弟去那间教会、哦、就教他们说一定要十分钟以上的祷告。
So when I went to that church, I taught them that they must have more than 10 minutes of prayer.
因为那间教会、哦、以前、哦我第一次去的时候，我真的吓到。
Because the first time I visited that church, I was scared.
然后我们一同跪下来祷告，我就跪下去，对不对
？So when I said let's kneel down and pray, so I kneel down to pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
When I say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
开始祷告，对不对
？So we start to pray.
我都还没跟主耶稣讲过几句啊。
And not before I said anything to Christ.
下面已经自己阿门。
And be all the audience already said amen.
我就不知道要阿门呢，还是要继续祷告。
So even after they say amen, I still continue to pray.
我想难怪这间教会看不到神。我就跟他们说，你们要祷告十分钟。
So it's a reason why I encourage them they must pray for at least 10 minutes.
这个很简单嘛，在我们这边是很简单的事嘛，对不对
？So now this is something very easy for us to do.
可是，在软弱的教会就不是这样了。
But for a church that is weak is a very difficult.
为了这件事情呢、啊，小孩子每一个小孩子都跟他爸爸妈妈抗议。
It is for this reason that every little child they complain to their parents.
爸爸妈妈都疼爱你的孩子。
And when all the parents, they protect their children.
没有一个说是自己的孩子错、哦。
So none of the parents say it's their children's fault.
全部都说是传道错。
So all of them said it is the preacher's fault.
传道不应该要求我们全部的人祷告十分钟，因为我孩子认为不应该祷告十分钟。
So preacher, you should never request us to pray for 10 minutes because our children refuse to pray.
我有点 confused.
So I felt a little bit confused.
是哪一个人是爸爸妈妈，哪一个是孩子
？So I thought to myself, who is a parent here?
哦，原来家庭里面是孩子教导爸爸妈妈的。
So in fact, today it is children who are teaching and leading the parents.
不是爸爸妈妈教导孩子的。
It's not the parents or vice versa.
我很坚持。
So, however, I insisted.
我用圣经坚持。
So I insisted with the biblical teaching.
我说十分钟并不多。
I said 10 minutes is not too much.
我们应该试试看。
So we should give it a try.
我跟孩子，我知道关键孩子，我就不跟这些爸爸妈妈谈。跟这些爸爸妈妈谈有什么用？他们疼孩子，我就跟孩子谈。
So I know the key lies within the parents. So I did not talk to the parents. Rather, I focus on the children.
就他们就接受了。
So later they accepted it.
其实是年轻的，小朋友是比较单纯的，他只是不知道为什么要这样而已。
So we know the little children that are very innocent, they just don't know the reason why they need to do it.
你带他做。
But today, if you lead them to do it, if they feel it,
他就这样做了。
And they will continue to do it.
结果有一次啊。
So there's once.
有一个家庭来跟我讲。
So there's a family who came and approached me.
传道。
They said, preacher.
祷告真的很好。
He said, praying is indeed wonderful.
我说怎么样
？So what happened?
原来那个家庭的妈妈怀孕了。
So in fact, the mother was pregnant.
这个爸爸工作很忙。
And this dad was very occupied with work.
他们家呢有一个小朋友就半夜就生病了。
So they have a little child in their family who fell sick in the middle of the night.
肚子非常的痛啊。
He had a bad stomach ache.
结果他就痛就起来嘛哈。
So he was aching, so he got up.
他就想啊。
So he thought.
传道说、哦、爸爸妈妈很辛苦。
And preacher told me that my parents work very hard.
哇，他们这样睡觉这么熟，我就把他们叫醒来，好像他认为他认为、哦、他从教会里面听来的道理，他认为他这样不孝顺。
So from what he hears from the church is that if he wakes them up when they're sleeping so soundly, then he's not filial.
那我应该怎么办呢
？So what should I do then?
传道说要先祷告。
So preacher said I should pray first.
那我先祷告。
So let me pray first.
没有办法再来叫爸爸妈妈。
So you have no other ways then I will wake them up.
他就自己跪下来祷告，半夜哦。
So we know in the middle of the night he knelt down and
prayed. 祷告很久。
So he prayed for a long time.
耶稣垂听他的祷告。
So our Lord listened to his
prayers. 他就好了。
And he was well.
隔天早上起来。
We know the next morning.
我说爸爸妈妈，我跟你讲哦。
And so he woke his parents up saying.
昨天主耶稣听我的祷告。
Let me tell you last night Jesus heard my prayers.
什么时候？
So the dad asked when.
你们在睡觉的时候。
When you guys were sleeping.
发生什么事？发生什么事
？So he described to them all that had happened.
他爸爸说：“你为什么没有把我叫起来
？”So the parents said, "Why didn't you wake me up?"
因为圣经上说要孝顺父母。
Because the Bible tells me to obey your parents.
你们那么辛苦。
So So you worked so hard.
我决定先自己祷告看看。
So I decided to give it a try to pray myself first.
他不是说不要叫他爸爸妈妈，他是先要先祷告。
So it was not that he didn't want to wake them up. He wanted to pray by himself first.
他的信心很大。
So we know he had great faith.
感谢神哦。
So he thanked God.
从此以后没有人再讲什么。
So from then on, no one ever complained again.
我们从来不想跟神沟通嘛。
And do we ever never want to communicate with God?
我们跟神的关系怎么会好？
So if that's the case, how will our relationship with God be a good one?
本来就是这个样子。
And we know that is the case.
我们遇到苦难。
So whenever we encounter troubles,
我们遇到挫折。
Whenever we encounter difficulties,
我们遇到责罚。
Whenever we encounter punishments,
有时候常是神的旨意的。
So oftentimes it is out of the will of God.
神为什么要让约伯遇到这个事情？
Why is it that God had allowed Job to encounter such events?
约伯很敬畏神，绝对没有错。
We know it is true that Job was a God-fearing man.
他认识神，绝对没有错。
It is not wrong for him to know God.
可是在他隐藏他在他心里最深处的那个自义，别人看不出来。
But we know it is that self-righteousness which lied deep within him that no one could tell.
所以后来他三个朋友一直逼他。
We know until the end that his three friends continued to persecute him.
他要神从天降下来跟他对质。
He even asked God, requested God to come down from heaven so he may debate with him.
这个就是他的问题了。
So we know that is where his problem lies.
神后来问他几个问题，他没有办法答出来。
In the end, when God asked him a few questions that he could not answer.
神就在等这个时候了。
And that was the time God was waiting for.
神要告诉你。
God was to tell you.
你以为你很厉害吗？
Who do you think you are?
你以为你很聪明吗？
Do you think you're wise?
你以为你已经什么都懂了吗？
Do you think you already know all things?
按照你所懂的，你还是不懂。
According to what you think you know, you still don't know.
我问你这么多问题，你哪一样答得出来？
For the question I asked you, which of them could you answer?
其实神问的那些问题实际上不是很困难，有某些问题今天来讲不是很困难的。
And in fact, some of the questions God asked him in today's turn, they were not difficult to
answer. 可是神没有启示你，就是不懂。
But God, today God did not reveal to you, you will never understand.
神启示了你就懂。
But today, if God reveals to you, then you will understand.
神要让约伯更认识神。
So therefore, he wants Job to come to know him even more.
他是王子。
That he is a prince.
他解决很多人的问题。
That he had resolved the problems for many.
神要让他更好。
God wants him to become better.
所以神让他遇到这样的事情。
Therefore, God has allowed him to encounter such
difficulties. 所以他后来约伯成长了。
Therefore, we know in the end, Job has grown.
他说我以前是听闻有神，我现在亲眼看到神。
He said he proclaimed that before I've heard of God, but now I've seen God with my own eyes.
不是说的苦难都是不好的。
And we know not all tribulations are bad for us.
我看多太多人在成长当中很多苦难，可是后来神给他的更多。
I've seen too many people with growing difficulties, but the blessings which God granted them in the end are far better.
因为后来这样子，我才更了解圣经。
It is also because of that I came to understand the Bible even deeper.
我才更了解神。
So I came to understand God even more.
包括我自己本身的经历。
Even for my own experiences.
你说。有时候神给我们的是教训。
Today you might say that what God gives us are lessons.
就要像马拉西王一样。
Just as King
马拉西。
马拉西。
他马拉西王事实上也是不是一个好王。
And we can say that he was not a good king.
可是神给他机会。
But God has granted him chances.
神叫先知去告诉他你错了。
And God has instructed the prophet to tell him that he was wrong.
他不听。
But he refused.
神就叫亚述王攻击他。
So God has demanded a Syrian king to attack him.
他是一个王。
He was a king.
被人家抓，被人家用了铁链抓抓抓，抓到那个亚述国去。
And now he was taken in captivity with chains.
后来他那个时候他才悔改。
It was then that he repented.
他跟亚述王不一样。
But he was different.
马拉西王他到最后是好的。
And we can say King Manasseh, he was a good king.
虽然他一开始是很烂的。
But even though he failed in the beginning.
可是他最后是好的。
But we know in the end, he became a good king.
他懂神在教他。
Because he knew that God was teaching him a lesson.
所以后来结局是好的。
We know he had a good ending.
所以有时候我们当我们遇到事情的时候。
So in times when we face difficulties.
是神爱不够了吗？
So isn't true that God's love is not enough?
神祝福别人成功，为什么不用祝福我成功？
When God allows others to succeed, why is it that he did not grant me success?
为什么别人没有遇到我遇到？
And why is it that others did not come to face it and I did?
我为什么那么倒霉？
Why am I so unfortunate?
可是我们不要忘记了。
But let us never forget.
神做的每一件事都是对我们好的。
Everything that God has done is for the best of us.
当然有时候我们有些苦难是从魔鬼来的。
But we know that there are times when our tribulations come from Satan.
不过我们自己要小心就是。
But we must be watchful ourselves.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
If you turn to Ephesians chapter 4,
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
27节。
Verse 27。
这个地方讲说，我们不要给魔鬼留地步。
Here says, do not leave a foothold for Satan.
魔鬼想要攻击我们。
We know Satan's want to attack us.
从古代到今天，从来没有改变过。
From the ancient time till now, this fact had never changed.
不过我们千万不要给魔鬼留地步。
But we should never leave a foothold for Satan.
我们就可以得到比较好的生命。
Then we shall gain a better life.
所以我们在祷告的时候有句话，我们跟主耶稣这样祈求。
So in times when we pray, there is a phrase that we pray to God.
不要让我们遇到试探。
And lead us not into temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶。
And lead us, save us from the snare.
这是对神的一个祈求。
And this is a plea to God.
我们求神不要让我们进入试探。
He asks us not to lead us into temptations.
这是对的。
And this is right.
这是耶稣教导的。
This is what Jesus has taught us.
可是为什么会进入试探？
But was it that today we still go into temptation?
跟我们生命的破口绝对的关系。
We know these have to do with gaps within our lives.
圣经上告诉我们说，我们不要给魔鬼留地步。
Bible tells us that we should never leave a foothold for Satan.
这样我们就会比较安全。
And by that we will have more security.
这是神要我们有的。
And this is what God has promised and wants us to have.
神说在这个世界上啊。我们应该要喜乐。
And God says that in this world we should be joyful.
所以神不会说谎。
And we know God will never lie.
神的道路我们不能够全知。
And even though we may not know the path of God.
我们来看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 55.
五十五章第八节。
Chapter 55 verse 8.
这样，哎，对不起。五十五章第八节。
55:8.
神说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。”第九节。
Verse 9.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。这个就是神。
So we know this is God.
这是神要约伯知道的事情。
And this is what God wanted Job to know.
今天我们不需要经过约伯的苦难。
Today we may not have to go through the tribulation Job had gone through.
我们就可以理解了。
But we may come to understand this.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
God's ways are higher than our ways.
神的意念不是我们的意念。
And God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
可是我们要能够顺服。
But today we must be able to submit.
一个越能顺服的人。
For a person who is more submissive.
他就越单纯。
And they will be more innocent.
一个人越单纯
For a person who's more innocent,
或许他的生命没有那么多精彩
Perhaps their life is simple,
可是他所走过的路
But all the ways that they have gone through,
跟那些曾经有轰轰烈烈生命的人一样
And comparing to those who have had a very excited life,
其实他们都能够滴满恩典的自由
And in fact, their life can be filled with abundant grace.
神从来不会偏心
We know God will never show favoritism.
神有眼光
God has insight.
神有公义。
We know God has justice.
神有信实。
God has faithfulness.
神有爱。
God has love.
我们对神有绝对的相信。
We must have this absolute belief in our God.
不管我们遇到什么。
No matter what we encounter.
罗马书第八章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 8 tells us.
凡事都互相效力。
All things work for the benefit of each other.
唯有爱神的人得到益处。
And for the benefit of all those who love God.
今天我们如果要得到益处。
Today if we are to gain these benefits.
爱神绝对没有错。
It is absolutely right for you to love God.
我们试着去学习去爱神。
If we can simply try to love God.
跟神互动。
And to interact with God,
去了解神
and to go to understand God,
神给我们会超过我们的想象
and God will grant us blessings surpassing what we imagine.
唱诗
Let's sing hymn together.
393首
393.